It's almost noon, I hope you will have a great day today. On the QT, the point is how to carry the plan out. Right. Anyway, let's try it on the QT. Quack. Crack. Why is the duck's quack noisy? Oh, Tom threw a stone at them. Qualified. Peter was promoted to the president, I hear. Yes, I know. He is a person well qualified for the position. Qualified. Do you think Amy is qualified to enter the musical contest? Of course I do. She's such a fine violinist. Quality. He has written as many as 15 books, hasn't he? I know that he should have aimed at quality rather than quantity. Quantity. Isn't mother through with baking cookies yet? Not yet. She's baking quantities of them for our picnic. A large quantity of. Do you know rice in your country? Yes, we do, but we import a large quantity of wheat. But we import a large quantity of wheat. A quarrel. How are the Ted and the Fur getting along? They are friends again after their quarrel. You wear a funny hat, don't you? Do you want to quarrel with me? It's none of your business, is it? Do you know why they got divorced? I don't know in detail, but they were always quarreling over trifles. Quarter. Where did you go yesterday? I visited the Chinese quarter of this city. I am not used to Japanese money. Will you pick out the right coin? This silver coin is 100 yen. It's your quarter and about the same size, too, isn't it? Queen. Is Jane so popular among you kids? Yes, she's liked by everybody. That's why we chose her May Queen of this year. Queer. Her husband goes to bed at 5 in the evening and get up at the midnight. What a queer habit. I'm glad he isn't my husband. A queer bard. He isn't interested in girls at all. Isn't he a queer bard? Question. Tell me something about your pupils. Well, they are bright and clever and throw all kinds of questions at me. The teacher questioned me about the lost bicycle. I hope you had nothing to do with it. Q. Was it so hard to get a ticket for the show? As a matter of fact, I had to stand in the queue for over 10 hours. What are they standing in the queue for? Which are they going to book tickets for tonight? Quick. Here's another misprint. Really? You've got a quick eye for misprints. Sari's worst fault is her quick temper. I agree. She's so short-tempered. a quick eater. Didn't Paul come down for supper? He did, but has gone back to his room already. He's a quick eater. Quicken. It started raining at last. Well, it's quicken our steps, so we want to get wet. Quickness. Is Roy a good football player? Yes. And how? His quickness always surprised the other team. Quiet. He is so excited to talk to at the moment. He is too excited to talk to the at the moment. Right. Anyway, try to cook him, will you? There's no wind at all. No, the leaves are quiet. How did you get on with the holidays? We spent quiet days in the country. Quit. Oh boy, I don't like this show. Why don't you quit them? Isn't he working here? No, sir, not anymore. He quit his job last month. Quiet. Do you feel any better today? Yes, I feel quite well, thank you. Is this answer correct? Mr. Inoue, no, quiet, but possible. Yours is far from that. Work harder. The boss invited you to dinner, didn't he? Yes, it was a quiet good dinner. His wife is quite a cook. Quite a few. How many old coins does he have? I'm not sure about it, but he seems to have collected quite a few of them. Quite so. I think what Kane said was absolutely right. Quite so. Why don't we support him? More possibility. Quite a thing. Many young peoples are getting drug addiction, I hear in this country. That's quite a thing now in the States as well. Have quite a time. I had quite a time at the department store. What happened? Oh, they didn't understand my English at all. It isn't quiet. He isn't quiet. How do you like the industrialist from Glasgow? He isn't quiet. He talks a lot and doesn't listen to others. Quiz, can you go out with me tonight, Jim? No, Pete, a professor. Praiser is going to give us a quiz tomorrow. Ken likes to test him. Ken likes to test himself on the quiet affection in the magazine. I know, he is crazy about it. A quote, he is quite sophisticated. He is quite sophisticated, isn't he? Yes. Isn't he? He often answers me with quotes from Shakespeare. I was greatly impressed with his speech. So was I. He quoted the Bible pretty often, and that to the point. Wait a minute. Okay. Uh, I know he's great about it. No. Quote, he isn't sophisticated, isn't he? Yes, isn't he? He often answers me with quotes from Shakespeare. I was greatly impressed with his speech. So was I. He quoted the Bible pretty often, and that to the point. Rage. I hear you had the bicycle stolen yesterday. Yes, I was really in a rage over the thief. A theft. Rugged. After the rugby game, my uniform is often quite rugged. I am not surprised. It's such a hard sport. Rain. It's threatening, isn't it? It's more than that, George. A drop of rain has beaten against my face. We missed a good change of going on a picnic again. Oh, that it were not raining. A raincoat. It's cleaning up, Mother. Is it? But you'd better go out in your raincoat. Rainy. It's been raining on and off these 5 days. When will it clear up? In a month or so, the rain season has just set in. A rainy day. What shall I do with the rest of my allowance? Save it up for a rainy day? Raise. Give me a raise, boss. Don't be silly. I don't think you deserve it. They told us that they were losing money. Oh boy, they raised the food price again. We didn't see so many rising sun flags in Japan. Why is that? Most Japanese raise the flags only on national holidays. We don't see any sheep around here, do we? No, but they raise a lot of sheep up Hokkaido. At random. I thought he would do it more carefully. So did I, but actually he did it almost at random. Oh, okay. This is Saturday, and it is very, very fine. Excellent and beautiful day over our heads and the blue sky. Oh, okay, enjoy it, your blue sky. Okay, thank you for your listening to our Happy English Every Day. Okay, toward thinking in English every day and understand English words in English. Good luck to you all. Bye now, Saint Laura.